Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Red Sox extended Roman Anthony, who's been in the majors for what? Not even 2 months? 8 years, $130 million. Remember Jackson Merrill, local kid, extended with San Diego, rookie season. Bobby Witt Jr. is already long-term extended with the Kansas City Royals. Relatively cheap deal for a guy that could probably get crazy $500 million. Stuff, but Roman Anthony, Nolan, we were talking off the air, forget about Gunner, forget about Holiday, that figure is not in the cards. I mean, would even a Colton Cowser or Westberg accept a deal like this? And if you're the Orioles, given the way that Cowser's been playing this year, would you even entertain that sort of salary? And on the flip side, because Roman Anthony was supposed to be the next Carl Yastrzemski. Like, what the hell are you thinking? 16 or whatever it is, $1 million a year.
This is really starting to piss me off. I mean, why? Why? It's all these other teams. It's no problem. And even if you want to pay him more money, even if they gave him $300 million for 10 years, just the fact that they could get it done. They got it done. All these other teams seal the deal. The Orioles, they're not even close. There's no rumblings. There's no rumors. There's nothing like, hey, they're really, really engaged in contract extensions with Gunnar Henderson. Feels like something could be ironed out within the next 6 months. No, it's like they're not even talking. And then on top of that, to get a steal, $16.5 million a year. I think Roman Anthony's stupid.
Yeah,
I think
that's what I'm saying.
Fire your agent on the spot, for God's sake. I mean, when the Braves were doing it a couple years ago, they were getting bargains, but it was still fair value. The players were getting really good compensation, but in the grand scheme of what they would become and what a lot of them have become, Ronald Acuña Jr. being at the forefront, it's an absolute steal for the Braves. It's just, I'm so sick and tired of every other team getting this done, and the Orioles aren't even close.
The only thing Scott Boras represents Gunnar and Jackson Holiday. Keep in mind, Jackson Holiday's father made $200 million when he was a ball player, and he got $9 million when he signed as the first pick in the draft. Adley got almost $9 million when he was picked number one, so they got bleep you money. You give me $8 million, you'll never hear from me again. Facebook page gone. Bye-bye. Bob Haney, remember that guy. As me and Boog Powell are fishing down in Key West. But he said, Boris, I think it was the winter meeting. Might have been in spring training. Was asked, are the Orioles? He said, the Orioles are pestering the crap out of me about this. But Scott Boras historically is, no. They're not even arbitration eligible yet. So why would he, like, Gunnar goes the way he's going. And even though his numbers are down from last year, he's still having a hell of a season if you look at it in totality. When he hits arbitration in a couple of years, and he trimmed a year off of that because he won Rookie of the Year, he's going to get, like, probably $15 to $20 million just for that particular season. He's looking at $500 million right out of the gate. And Scott Boras, he sees, what did you say, Soto money, maybe? Mm-hmm. He's going to have to stack, you know, a couple of last year's seasons.
Oh, it's going to happen, yeah.
Yeah, but this guy's looking at a blank check Holiday to be determined whether he'll get to that level. And it looks like he's certainly trending that way. Scott Boras, like, there's no way in hell he would let his client sign a deal like that.
Mm-hmm. The only two that I think, you know, you'd have a chance, and you're gambling, Cowser or Westberg, because what are they going to be?
I think Westberg's going to be a stud all-star for years
to
come.
So if you can get that done, because right now you could probably get him at a cheaper deal.
But Moo Man? I don't know, man. That's
not a conversation. Right,
yeah,
now,
that guy's like, hey, you need to show me. But Westberg, I'd get on that as quickly as possible. Maybe Adley, who knows? Because Rutschman's been hitting very well since he came off the IL. He's at the plate right now, scoreless top of the second in Philly, and was doing well in June before the injuries. I mean, would he even entertain that sort of thing right now.
I mean, you mentioned his father, Jackson, that is.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that would be all the advisement you need. Forget Scott Boras. I think his dad alone could tell him, hey, you're going to be just fine. Just write out the arbitration.
Yep.
You're going to make 3, 4, 5 times as much, whatever the going rate ends up being by that point. I mean, it practically triples by the year at this point, it seems. So it's starting to look like, because Roman Anthony here, what, he hasn't even played 50 games yet.
No.
And when the Braves were handing out these contracts, it was usually within that first year. Jackson Merrill, within his first year, one good year under his belt. If you don't catch him within that first year or after their first year, forget it. Once they start to get a sense of what kind of money they could make down the road and have any sort of foresight, it seems like the conversation's off the table. You almost have to trick them. But what I don't get is if you have representation, this shouldn't be happening. This doesn't even feel real. 130 for 8 years.
So if he turns out to be what he's anticipated to be, and he was ballyhooed
right
coming out of the minors this year, Boston's like, yeah, they're fist bumping.
No,
yeah, this dude's like Fred Lynn. They'll take it. You're Roman Anthony's people. But then again, what's he, 21, 22 years old, and he just got, you know, 130 mil in the bank?
Well, think about it like this. Like, what, compared to other average annual salaries for other players out there or outfielders, Tyler O'Neill, his average annual salary with his deal with the Orioles for the 3 years is $16.5 million. It's the same thing they just gave Roman Anthony. That's absurd. That's just ridiculous.
In regards to the Orioles, by the way, we have no idea how aggressive, you know, Elias and by extension, Rubenstein are in trying to sign these guys to extensions. I would be like every day texting, hey, you ready to talk? No, we're good. Every day, to the point of annoyance. Ready to talk? Ready to talk? Ready to talk? Ready to talk? Let's get this done. And then if I'm Rubenstein, I'll float out of money, which I'm willing to do, and all of this. But either way, Roman Anthony extending 8 years, 130 mil with the Boston Red Sox. And but he didn't play against Kansas City. By the way, the Red Sox won 7 in a row as they're on fire. Adley, by the way, just singled in his first at-bat against Ranger Suarez. We'll come back. NFL Lunch. Going to hear from Derrick Henry. And how about Nnamdi Matabike? We'll talk to those two guys, two key contributors, one on offense, one on defense. Ryan Wilson will talk about the AFC North. It's the Ravens division to lose. He's a Steeler fan. He's been steadfast at 9-8, 10-7. Anything over the last couple of weeks that might make him more optimistic, they could be better than that.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.